Thank you all for joining me tonight. Thank you. Of course, I would extend the stream longer, but I have to get back to my special guest. I hope you all enjoyed having them on. I know my baby is so shy, but I'm sure they'll be a lot more vocal next time. I appreciate that so much. I'll definitely keep that in mind. But I think I've neglected them long enough, don't you? I hope you all have a magical day. I'm sorry, darling. Are you feeling okay? Obviously. It's your first dream with me. I wanted you to be comfortable. I've done everything for you. The least you can be is a little grateful. Be grateful. There you go. Was that so difficult? It was. I guess we have to work on your manners, don't we? We don't. I find that hard to believe. Now, is there anything you would like to question me about? I imagine you would have questions. Am I wrong? Well, if I was taken to a random house from my sleep, woken up and saw this, I would have at least a few. Or you could just like me so much you don't have any. Is that what's going on? Or could it be you're scared to ask? Oh, darling, you have nothing to be scared of. No, you don't. Besides, I know your little secret. The one you try to hide away. Oh, baby, don't lie to me. What did I tell you about manners? You're just forgetting them. You're sleeping, aren't you? You are. I told you to remember your manners. Yeah, I did. I don't think lying is being very nice to your host, is it? Don't worry. It's not that bad, is it? Besides, you are an avid fan of me, aren't you? Baby, I notice you. Of course I do. How could I not? I notice all my precious darlings. But you had something very special to me. You had a devotion to me. Something not many have. But you were so loyal. That's the word I would use to describe you. Loyal. Like a little puppy. truly are just a little enigma, aren't you? Yeah. But I will say, not answering my questions with the truth is hurting me. It is. You see, I have very sensitive feelings. And by you lying to me, it's just, well, beyond insulting, but also hurtful. Very, very hurtful. You wouldn't want to hurt me, would you? Oh, no, you wouldn't. My puppy wouldn't hurt me. Letting you go. Oh, baby, what gave you that idea? You thought that by talking to me, you could be let go. Isn't that funny? I think it's quite humorous, actually. Yes, I do. I'm sure you've realized by now, but I don't have an intention to be letting you go anytime soon. So, with that being said, get comfortable, darling. Why I did what I did. Didn't I explain it to you in depth? Of course, you would have more questions, but I think you already know some of the answers, am I correct? Well, darling, I guess what you would call a online personality. By streamer, but it doesn't really, I don't know, register fully to me sometimes. And you were one of my fans, but you're something more to me now, aren't you? Of course you are. Did you think I would just take you, put you into my home and my room, and then not make you into something more? How insulting can you be to me? I've done everything for you. I've taken you here. I've taken care of you. I've shown you off to my adoring fans in such a positive light. They love you. More so than me, I might get jealous, but it's you. I can never get jealous of you. I want you to have love just as much as me. As long as they know who you belong to, we should have no problem. Why are you shaking? Is this too much for you to take in? I'm sure it could be. Could be for anyone. But I don't know. Do you possibly get jealous of my fans? You don't? My perfect puppy? Already knowing you have such high standing over them. You're my pretty little toy. I'm going to take care of you, and you're going to take care of me. Of course, not in the same ways. Oh, yeah, I'm worried about that. Darling, I can take care of you more than they can. But if you're so concerned with them, I guess I could let you talk to them soon. When I decide. Oh, here's an idea. Reward system. You're good for me, and you listen to me and do everything I tell you. I reward you with that. Is that agreeable to you? I'm happy it is. You don't love that much of a thing, but for easy decisions like this, I'll let your little brain think you do. Aren't I so nice? I know I'm so nice to you. Now, come on, Pat. Come along. I want to show you to where you'll be the majority of the time. Here. Oh no, this is my office, love. I would never keep you in here. Why, of course. I want you to be somewhere comfortable. You have free roam of my home. Most of it, at least. Stay out of the attic and the basement. No, I don't have anything to hide from you. It's just, can't a girl have privacy? My curious, curious puppy. Don't worry. I'll show you the basement soon. I just don't want to make you all jumpy on me. Now, chin up. Now, good job. And of course, my puppy needed a collar. And collars have leashes, so you don't get lost. Here, let me. There, you can talk more freely now. Is that any way to be talking to your girlfriend? Of course, your girlfriend. Darling, what else would I be? Your kidnapper. Oh, that's a funny thought. No, it's quite hilarious, actually. I should be laughing, excuse me. But I strictly told you to mind your manners. And I believe I told you twice, so this is your third warning. I'm being generous in giving you three, usually I give one. So you're going to listen to me, aren't you? Be a good pet. Be someone I can adore. Pamper, praise. Oh, good job. You can make it out to me more later, but I have some more work to take care of before I can fully devote my attention to you. Oh, don't pout. Oh, stick your lip back in. Thank you. I have to make money to support you, don't I? I want to be able to take care of you in every way. Fortunately, money is part of it, so work will be taking me away from you a little bit. But, on a more happy note, you can have an entire room to yourself where that happens. Let me show you. No, there's not that many rooms in this house, but you do have your own, we'll call it, playroom. I decorated it the way your room was at your place. I hope it's to your satisfaction. You think it was above me to observe you closer? Darling, that's hilarious. You like funny jokes, don't you? I'm sure you do, but if I took you as you so don't interrupt me. Fine, since I kidnapped you, is that the word you would like? You think it'd be above me to see your room, office, kitchen, living room? Every place you frequent, actually. I like to know everything about my pets, especially my cute puppy. Of course. Now, you'll be good for me, right? My perfect, perfect baby. Just look at you, already being so good for me. I might have to reward you sooner than I thought. It'll be all dependent on you, though, darling. You're good for me, I reward you. You're bad, I punish. It's a simple concept, really. But I think, since you are such a good puppy for me, I'll reward you after work. Yes. Good darling. Now, go play. So obedient. Be good.